views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their life. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on October 26th, I'll talk about the path before us. We're all being pushed to make some last-minute changes, lighten up, and increase our vibrations. And I'll talk about the choices we can make to assist with this path to the end of this year and beyond. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you of a new class. This is actually a session to release your emotions and negative patterns regarding paper, piles, and clutter. Yes, fall is the time of the year when we want to let go of things that no longer serve us. So on Thursday, October 25th, that's next Thursday, Peg Donahue will lead a paper piles and clutter release. This is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of your paper piles and clutter. Years ago, I had a 3-year-old paper pile in my office, and once I did a paper piles release, I got rid of it in 2 days. You'll be amazed at what you can do once you let go of the emotional baggage that's associated with paper and clutter. This is a telephone class, so you can take it from any location. And to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guide so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. Remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods which occur 3 times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, beginning yesterday on October 18th, we're now in the period of blue communications, and this will last through November 5th. While we're in this cycle, we cannot outrun Mercury retrograde. It's too late for that because Mercury is now in the area that it will retrace between November 6th through 26th when it's retrograde. So the best course of action to take now is to slow down and double-check all details. Yes, even your emails. The blue communications period has a very high error rate. And you usually don't find them until Mercury goes retrograde, and that's when you have to stop and correct them. So make it easier on yourself by checking all details now and correcting your errors before they get out the door. You'll save yourself a ton of time and hassles if you'll do this now through November 5th. And if you have any funny noises or problems with your car, blue communications is the time to get your car fixed. If you don't do this before Mercury goes retrograde on November 6th, the car is much more likely to break down during red communications. Now, if you need to do preventative maintenance on your computer, get it done during Blue Communications. It's also highly advisable to do a full system backup on your computer system prior to Mercury retrograde starting on November 6th. Now, next, we are still in a range of a cycle known for creating major breakthroughs, and this is shown by the cycle of Mars trine Uranus. Under these energies, you might decide to take some radical or unusual actions. In other words, you could choose to do something completely different. This cycle is also extremely energizing, so be sure you get enough exercise to help you channel all these energies constructively. Otherwise, you might feel like you're about to jump out of your skin. In addition, this cycle could assist you in having your own breakthrough. This is especially true in terms of increasing your independence or changing your beliefs about how life operates or about yourself. You might also be very busy in unexpected ways. Mars trine Uranus peaked on October 15th. It stays in range through October 23rd. Now, next, still in range after peaking on October 16th, we have a cycle that's associated with spending a lot of money. This is the cycle of Venus square Jupiter, and you might even be tempted to spend money you don't have, so be careful with your budget. Under this cycle, we could also see excess credit being offered again in the form of credit cards or loans. And hopefully we've all learned better than to fall for that again. It's also a great time to party and enjoy yourself. The cycle stays in range through October 21st. Now, next, we have another cycle that's excellent for writing, speaking, and communications. This is the cycle of Mercury sextile Venus. And it provides opportunities to make money via all types of communications, including negotiating deals. Mercury is in the sign of Scorpio, and this Mercury likes to get to the bottom of things. It's suspicious. So, of course, political talk is also highlighted with these energies. Now, beginning yesterday on October 18th, there were two new cycles came into range that represent responsible and powerful leaders with a clear vision of where to take us next. Now, how perfect that these cycles occurred just prior to the election. The first of these cycles is Sun trine Neptune, which peaks on Tuesday, October 23rd. And this is immediately followed by Sun conjunct Saturn, which peaks on October 25th. Now, these leaders not only have a vision, they know how to make it real. They can put structure underneath their vision. Leaders have a lot of responsibilities at this time since they may be taking on new projects. And this is an excellent set of cycles under which to start new projects since they suggest that we not only clearly see what we want, but we also know how to do it. So if you have a major project getting started, then these cycles will help. They're excellent for architects, interior designers, artists, and anyone who creates their vision. The Saturn trine Neptune cycle itself can also be associated with old structures or old methods easily dissolving. Now, this is particularly true for worn-out structures or processes that no longer serve you. So if this occurs, it's happening so that new ones can be created which better support your vision. So don't be afraid of anything dissolving away. It's just part of the process. The cycle peaked on October 10th. It stays in range through December 9th. Now, next, another cycle which comes in range today is Mars opposite Jupiter. Now, this cycle is associated with attempting to do too much without enough time, money, or energy. And if you're lucky enough to be a leader, you may be delegating this too much work to others. However, keep in mind that even if you're the leader, you could still be attempting to do too much. Now, in order to be successful with this cycle, you can only focus on your main project, and you must say no to everything else until it's complete. Otherwise, it will be like the straw that broke the camel's back. So let everything else go until your major opportunity is completed. These cycles come in range today on October 19th. They peak on October 28th, and they stay in range through November 5th. Now, keep in mind that we are in the Blue Communications period during this entire cycle, so be sure you double-check all details of whatever you're sending out for this major project or opportunity. Now, next, just a reminder that we are still in a major cycle that's associated with earth changes, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, major storms, large fires, giant solar flares, etc. This is the time to be prepared for power outages, especially with winter quickly approaching. And if you are not yet prepared for power outages, some of which could last several days or multiple weeks, then now is a good time to get prepared. This cycle is Uranus square Pluto. It's very strong now through March of 2015. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. After today, Friday, October 19th, at 1:28 p.m. Pacific or 4:28 p.m. Eastern Time, we don't get another day with a good final result until next Friday, October 26th, after the timeout is over at 12:32 p.m. Pacific or 3:32 p.m. Eastern Time. So for this reason, this coming week is not a good time to take really important actions for new starts. Just wait. Our next good final result is next Friday, October 26th. So remember that. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information that I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the home page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today, and remember while you're there to check out the paper piles and clutter relief. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this very short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. And right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have any callers?
Well, we got one coming right in, so if you want to give out a prosperity tip, I think until then, let me grab the caller's information, okay?
All right, great.
All right, be right back.
Well, one thing I want to tell you about for prosperity is to stop paddling upstream. I know it's hard to believe, but everything you want is downstream. You do not need to work harder and harder to get it. So turn your boat around by reaching for a better thought. Let go of your oars and allow what you want to come to you. I am making progress. I have enough time to get it all done. And remember, you don't have to do it all. Others will help you. The money I want is available to me. When we struggle to get what we want, we're actually pushing it away. So allow yourself to trust and let it come to you. Your intention and feelings are stronger than your actions in bringing it to you, so allow yourself to prosper. Okay, Benny, do we have a caller information yet? Maybe not. I think Benny's probably still getting it. So let me give you one more tip here. Instead of spending your money, circulate it. Now, when you buy anything or pay any bills, see your money going out to create prosperity for others. See the families of the company's employees enjoying food, a good place to live, health care, transportation, and more. And then see your money circulating back to you after it increased in value along the way. So when you start circulating your money with prosperous blessings instead of spending it, you'll always have more money coming back to you. Just intend that it comes back to you before you need it again. Okay, let me check with Benny here.
I'm here now.
Okay, great.
Sorry about that.
I was
scrambling, grabbing Carmen's information. She is calling in from Seattle, and I want to welcome her to the show, too. And her birth information is July 14th of 1944.
July 14th, 1944.
Mm-hmm. And okay. She was born at 1 in the morning.
1:00 a.m. exactly.
We'll shoot for that, yeah.
Okay.
And she was born in Mazatlan, Mexico.
Mazatlan.
Some place
Holy
I'd rather cat. Be than here.
Some place where it's probably a little warmer at this
Just
moment.
Just a tad. Just a tad. So, Carmen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Carmen. How can I help you today?
Well, it seems to me that I've been in a rut for a long time, and I just can't seem to find out an answer to get out of it.
So what kind of a rut are you in?
Financial.
Oh, a financial rut. Huh. But actually, it looks like you're about to come out of that.
Really?
Looks like you're, yeah, it does. It looks like you certainly have an opportunity. Now, it may not come out to stay out until next year, like maybe, let's see. I'm going to guess and say maybe in April.
But
right now, you have some potential for growth and money in the financial area to come to you. Now, let me ask you, are you self-employed or are you
employed?
Yeah,
that's where the problem comes in. Yeah, I am self-employed.
And, oh, you're self-employed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now let me look at a different part of your chart then, because that is a different area if you're self-employed. But you could possibly get a job that would bring you in some income at this time. Okay, you have had, looks like, unstable income for a while. And next year that should leave. Now that will take, let me see, probably it's going to take a little bit of time to get out of that completely, but we're looking at around March when it will finally leave that part of your life. So you do have a little more time before that's completely gone. And it looks like there's some kind of situation that might be what I would consider to be somewhat intolerable, but perhaps that's already resolved.
Okay.
But you do have money potentially coming in right now. What is the work that you do? Is there anything to do with communication?
Well, it's a restaurant business. And I was,
oh, it's a restaurant business?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's very, very difficult.
Well, if I were you, the first thing I would do is stop saying that or thinking that. I would never say that ever again.
Okay, never. I will not.
Never say that again, yeah. I would immediately start coming up with a different thought. I'd reach for a better thought, any thought that would get you out of that. So first of all, it looks like you do have the ability to attract a fair amount of money from traffic coming in. So think of what you can to bring in some business. And think of something positive. Business is improving every day.
Okay.
We're seeing more and more business every day, even if it's incremental. Just focus on what you want instead of what you don't want.
Okay,
get yourself in
a positive mood.
Okay?
Okay,
because otherwise, you know what you're doing is you're beating
yourself down a
downward spiral.
All right.
Okay, so start thinking of some positive messages you can tell yourself about the business. Stop struggling with it, and just focus on, things are getting better, things are improving. Try and look around and see where is negative energy coming in from. Do you have employees that are just kind of down in the mouth? If so, and if you're down in the mouth, don't go in there.
Right.
People pick up on your energy, and they don't want to come in and be around that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. Yeah.
Okay, so I hope that works out for you, because you do have the ability to bring some money in now through that time period.
That period, okay.
And then it will get better.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I hope that helps.
I hope.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Carmen.
Okay, so do we have any other callers?
Unfortunately, we have open lines, but we're only about 2 minutes, 3 minutes from the end. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to be done for today.
We're getting pretty close to the end, so I'm going to give another prosperity tip. And this week, your prosperity tip is this. As hard as it may be to believe, Your top job is to be in joy. Now, this is always true. When you are moving away from joy, you're moving away from your money. So do things that bring you joy. Serve others in joy at work. Think thoughts that make you feel joyful. You're in charge of your own happiness, whether you know it or not. And the more joy you feel, the more joyful things will be attracted to you, including more money. Now, I think I might have just enough time to give you one more teeny tiny tip for the day. And this one is this. Barbara Fredrickson, PhD, wrote the book Positivity. And in it, she provides research and data that shows that the tipping point is to have three times as many positive thoughts as negative ones. And when you do that, you easily create many positive things in your life, including, of course, prosperity. And you can find out how to have how positive you are by taking the positivity test online. Just go to positivityratio.com. That's P-O-S-I-T-I-V-I-T-Y, ratio, R-A-T-I-O.com. Okay. Now, join me again next Friday, October 26th, when I'll discuss the path before us. We're all being pushed to make some last-minute changes, lighten up, and increase our vibrations. And I'll talk about the choices we can make to assist with this path to the end of this year and beyond. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the paper piles and clutter release on October 25th so you can let go of what no longer serves you and bring in lots more prosperity. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. She's always amazing. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.